Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulina Nabiyyina Kareem. Continue reading from Fazail al-A'mal. Hadith Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Kandali Rahmatul Alayhi. Hadith number 27. Hazrat Ubaidah Mulaiki radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O people of the Quran, do not use the Quran as a pillow, but read it properly day and night, as it should be read. Teach the Quran, read it in a good voice, and think about its meanings, so that you may be successful. Do not look for a reward for it in this life, because it has a wonderful reward in the hereafter. Once more, Hazrat Ubaidah Mulaiki radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O people of the Quran, do not use the Quran as a pillow, but read it properly day and night as it should be read. Teach the Quran, read it in a good voice, and think about its meanings, so that you may be successful. Do not look for a reward for it in this life, because it has a wonderful reward in the hereafter. A few points in this hadith are, the Quran should not be used as a pillow. Doing so is disrespecting it. Using the Quran as a pillow, stretching your feet towards it, and trampling over it are acts which are all haram. Read it as it is supposed to be read, means that it should be read with the highest amount of respect. The orders of a king are received with great respect, and a letter from the beloved is read with great fondness. Similarly, the Quran should be read with great respect and fondness. Teach the Quran means we should teach it by talks, writing, practicing, and by all other possible ways. Do not ask for a reward means that no gift should be accepted for reading the Quran, because you are going to get a great reward in the hereafter for your reading. Hadith number 28. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been given sab'a tuwal in place of the Torah, mi'in in place of the Zabur, mathani in place of the Injil, and mufassal as a special favor to me. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been given sab'a tuwal in place of the Torah, Mi'in in place of the Zabur, Mathani in place of the Injil, and Mufassal as a special favor to me. The first seven surahs are called Sab'a Tuwal, the seven longest ones. The next 11 are called Mi'in, surahs having about 100 ayat each. The next 20 surahs are known as Mathani, often repeated surahs, while all the remaining surahs are called Mufassal, the clear ones. The hadith shows that the Quran contains the message of all the important heavenly books that had been sent down earlier, and over and above that, it contains Mufassal as a special favor, which is not found in the earlier books. Continue reading from Mu'asharat, Islamic Social Etiquette. Under General Etiquette, we'll continue from point number 16. Safeguard and treat with care an object which you have borrowed. After use, return it immediately. Do not wait for the owner to request the return of the item. Number 17. Do not use the articles of others without their permission. To do so is sinful. However, if someone did commit this sin, he should return the item to its original place so that the owner experiences no difficulty in locating it. Number 18. Have fixed places for your things. Always replace them in their fixed places after use. Number 19. Do not lift very heavy objects. Many people suffer lifelong ailments and physical dislocation as a result of having lifted very heavy burdens in their younger days. In this regard, women should exercise exceptional care. Number 20. Do not discuss money matters in front of children or workers, nor count or hide one's money in their presence. Children are very innocent and may easily give this information to someone else. Number 21. Do not throw peels or other harmful objects on the road. Number 22, do not remove shoes, sandals, etc., leaving them in the middle of the room or in front of the doorway. Someone may trip on them and fall, hurting them himself. Place them neatly in the corner where no one walks. Number 23, during winter, wear suitable garments to give warmth. Many females wear insufficient garments during winter. This either causes colds or fever. Number 24, do not wear such clothing that one has to serve them, whereas clothing has made to serve a person by beautifying and covering his body. Number 25. In salah, one should be mindful of his clothing, especially the kurta and chadar, during salah with jama'ah. These should be folded slightly, especially when going into sajda, so that the people next to one are not inconvenienced. Number 26. When making sajda, it is sunnah for men to spread out their arms. However, this is when one is performing salah individually, and there is no one next to him. If someone is close to him, then he should not spread out his arms, as this will cause inconvenience to the next person. Number 27. When visiting any person, if any damage is caused to his property, then one should inform the people of the house and offer to reimburse for damages caused.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We were discussing about Roza, that Allah Ta'ala has made it farad upon us. In which the ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that Rozas have been made, Siyam, fasting, has been made farad upon you. Ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala means that every part of the body, Roza has been made farad. So we should try and keep that in mind. First of all, our niyat, as we had mentioned, and the 8 points with regard to every amal, if we keep that in mind, that our Roza also, we are keeping it solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, and that it is the command of Allah, that Allah has made it farad. And according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we think of that, then inshallah, the whole roza, we will keep it accordingly. And a person will be mindful of it. And amongst the other things to be mindful, as we had heard, that how our akabir, every moment, how they had looked after it. They didn't let a single moment go for waste. So we also should try. So the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one particular thing in that is to read the du'as of the relevant occasions. If a person just thinks of that, then how much of zikr he will be making, and he'll be in Allah's remembrance. Like just briefly, a person gets up, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. Then normally a person goes to toilet, then Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. There are those akabir that even in the toilet they didn't waste time. And they clean the lota, for example, or whatever other thing. Or make a muraqabah, that this is my condition, that I ate wonderful biryani, wonderful food, and this is what the result is. I drank wonderful milkshake, I drank badam milk, and now this is the result, that is what I am worth. Then lot, and when we come out again, khufranak, all the other duas, we start wudu, there are duas, everything. So a person is continuously in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then in the roza, if we keep in mind also that Allah is watching me, Allah knows exactly what I'm thinking, what's in my heart, Allah is watching me, and that Allah spreads this great institution of fasting in the whole world, Allah Ta'ala spreads it, that I'm not worthy of this at all. To be fasting for Allah, to make such a big sacrifice, I'm not worthy of it at all. All this we think, at the end we make shukr also to Allah Ta'ala, and we ask forgiveness. We don't know whether the roza is accepted, and this should be for all our amal also, that the true good condition at the end is, where there is shukr also one side, there is the fear, we don't know if it will be accepted or not. And perhaps many of us have experienced, we were doing something our whole life, for a long period till whenever the time, then we found out one masala, that it's actually supposed to be done like this. But then we realized that all these years, for that Allah's forgiveness is there, and for that sadaqah is there, we give sadaqah regularly, but we try and find out also. So our niyat also. So this roza Allah Ta'ala has made farad upon every part of the body. And then it will become a roza, a song, a fast for Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, roza will be done. We just got up for sehri. Fuqaha have written, that is your niyat, that is why you got up. And we may just make the niyat, today I'm keeping roza. Roza will be done, there's no doubt. But if we keep these points in mind, great value will be added to it. And then to make the roza much more valuable, we add all these things. Like the common example, that for example, a house is built, everything, but the finishing is not done. And you take your wife, you say, we're moving in. She will refuse. She'll say, the finishing is not done. In fact, a person will want today the garden also to be done, to do the burglar proofing. All that also must be done. Everything must be done. Then you want to move in. So roza also, the basics will be done. The basic roza by staying away from food, drinking, and our sexual desires. And those also which are halal for us. Haram is haram all the time. But which is halal for us in roza, that is what we are going to stay away from. So then the roza will be made. Your farz will be off your head. But to get all the additional benefits, great, great benefits, we must keep roza of every part of the body also. And a complete roza we should try and keep. If we just do the basics, one example, there are many examples. One is like we buy for 5 rand and we sell for 5 rand. We made no profit. We might be the busiest person in the town because nobody else is selling so cheap. Everyone else is making a profit. But we'll be out of business very soon. Because our overheads, our wages, our lights, where are we going to get the money to pay for it? But the person who sells at a profit, he'll remain in business all the time also. So similarly, if we make a profit in our roza, which we don't think about, then we will enjoy roza. Then the 6 rozas of Shawwal will be very easy for us. Then 3 rozas a month will be very, when we made a profit in roza. And our whole deen, if we make the profit in deen, and there is definitely profit, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. And what great profit, that it will save you from a painful punishment. It will give you such great enjoyment. As we read today in Shafi Wata, that in the qabr, for example, what great enjoyment. Or just in this waiting, in the waiting room, what enjoyment. Jannat will be Jannat, but just in the waiting room, what great enjoyment. But these are those people who worked for it like that. May Allah give us also tawfiq. For example, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, they just our encouragement, not to make us despondent that we are doing nothing. But for our encouragement, Hazrat should read, he should read in Awwabin Namaz, after Maghrib, 8 suparas. 8 suparas in Awwabin. And then Tarawih, and I don't know at that time, but the common ma'amul of Hazrat was 3 suparas used to be read per night in Tarawih. After Tarawih, like we also have little snacks and that after, so between that time, 1 supara. While the 40, little bit they should have, we should read 1 supara. Then Tahajjud, 10 supara in Tahajjud Namaz. And then after that, Fajr, and then rest little bit. And then in Salatul Dhuha, Chashd Namaz, we should read 4 supara in Chashd. Then Zuhar Sunnat, we should read 3 supara. And after that, Salatul Tasbih, we should read 2 supara in. And then after Asr, he should listen to 3 supara. Before Asr, looking inside, he should read 2 supara. And then after Asr, he should listen to 3 supara. So this comes out to 35 supara a day. But Hazrat Mahmud also, perhaps this was also, it's not clearly written, but the same supara he should repeat all the time. So you can imagine how pakka also, and 35 supara a day for the month is 105 khatams. That in the Tarawih again. So it's not to make us despondent, but that we try and also, whatever we can, we also try and read. And we, whatever our target is, we try and increase it also. So these were those people, what enjoyment they're going to get. We can't imagine it. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us. So anyway, this roza also, that we keep a roza and we make the profit. That is when a person, any business people, commonly they say, today it's no more time for business. Today the tax man is gone very hard, and the laws are so hard. Crime and robbery is so much, there's so much competition, but you don't see anyone sitting at home. All are still doing business, because they know they are making money. And that encourages them more and more. So if we start making profit in our deen, then we will get encouraged more. We won't feel that Ramzan, rozas are a burden, it's a duty, it's difficult. The buzurg, on the night of Eid, when they see the moon, they should get happy on this point that inshallah the next Ramzan is coming. Waiting eagerly for the next Ramzan. And we sort of dread the next Ramzan. That the next Ramzan is, they should look forward already to the next Ramzan. So Allah give us also all tawfiq that we keep our rozas as they are supposed to be kept. Every part of the body. And we make the profit in our rozas. Then we will see the enjoyment. And a person, one of the things, our time we spend correctly. Don't waste our time. With regard to that, there was one person, close contact of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. And he should always come, and because he should come frequently, he shouldn't have to go through the normal protocol to get permission to see Hazrat Shaykh, etc. He could just walk in and out whenever he wanted to. So he wasn't aware, he came once in Ramadan. So when he came in Ramadan, he was going to knock at Hazrat's door. So the person was there, he said, Hazrat might be sleeping, or he's already started his nafil namazes already. Jash namaz, reading six suparas. So you'll be disturbing. So he went from there and he said, it's Ramzan by Hazrat Shaykh now. So he met somebody else. When he went to that person, he said, I want to meet Hazrat. He said, it's Ramzan by Hazrat. You can't go. He met the third person, fourth person. All said, it's Ramzan by Hazrat. And he said, the only time, about 15 minutes before Zohar, you'll get a chance. Or after Zohar. While Hazrat is going home, then you can get a chance. So 15 minutes before Zohar he came, and Hazrat had started already his sunnat. He's going to read about three suparas in his sunnat of Zohar. And then after namaz he waited, Hazrat started again after the faras his sunnat, and he's completing his three paras. This person couldn't wait. Then when Hazrat went to the room, then he went and he knocked there, and he said, Ramzan comes to us also, but not like a fever. Ramzan comes to everything, but by Hazrat, Ramzan was Ramzan. And many of our kabir, Ramzan was just completely different. They had no time for anything. So this is, if we also can appreciate, Allah give us all tawfiq. We are very far. How many of us, Allah make us maaf, even sinning in Ramadan. But Rosa also we are committing sin. And these people, Allah, but where they reach. So Rosa we have to keep, and it has got great contact. It cleanses ourselves. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that shaitan runs in your body like blood runs in your body. And closes pathways by keeping roza. So roza blocks the pathways of shaitan. So Allah has prescribed roza for us. It's a great, great ibadat. And it's a great favor. And also one little point, that whatever was absolutely essential for us, the most essential, Allah made that the most greatest for us. The greatest farad is tawheed, oneness of Allah, believe in Allah. So iman is the greatest, more than anything else. So Allah made that farad on all of mankind. Then when a person accepts deen, then we know what our farais are. Because they are the absolute necessities for us. So Allah made those farad, which were not of that necessity, Allah made it sunnat, mustahab, all the others nafal. But the absolute necessities which are good for us, for our, Allah doesn't benefit by us practicing on deen. La tamunnu alayya islamakum. What is Allah going to benefit? It is only our benefit for us. So may Allah give us this reality and this realization, and we keep our rozas as they are supposed to be kept, and our Ramadan, we look after it as it's supposed to be looked after. Inshallah, we can expect great, great things from Allah Ta'ala in this dunya. Akhirat also, may Allah in His kindness bless us with all these realities.